Shalom uvracha. Today's pasuk a continuation of yesterday's pasuk. B'chol botchu avriseinu botchu v'atifaltemoi. Our forefathers and our fathers throughout history have put their bitachon in you, and that caused them all the yeshuas that happened from the Avos HaKadoshim, Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, Mitzrayim, coming into Eretz Yisrael, Churban Bayis Rishon, Golus, Bayis Sheni, Churban Bayis Sheni, and everything went through till this very day. That's the way we survive. We have that core of Klal Yisrael that under all circumstances stay with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rachmana Litzlan, the ones that don't, did not survive, even if they physically survived, and they thought they would survive better, but they assimilated and they faded out of history, Rachmana Litzlan. But Klal Yisrael is here based on the fathers of every generation that put their bitachon in Hashem, and we are the fathers and the mother of our generation. We have to realize the special responsibility we have. Rebbetzin Ezrachi, Olei HaShalom, wrote a book, and my wife was reading it, and she was telling me things. I wasn't sure if she was telling me from today's news or something from the past. It ended up it was from 1948, and it was almost a copy of what we're going through. Many of the things, both the tremendous pachat that they had over there, they were all by themselves without anything, and four Arab countries were in the process of waging attack against Eretz Yisrael. They were being bombed. Same things, a much worse kamuvan than we have here. Baruch Hashem, we don't have it that bad over here in our neighborhood. And together with that, the nisyonis, the religious nisyonis of people, either focusing on the fact that we have to strengthen our tefillos, our Torah, that gives us the siyata shemayim, that keeps Klal Yisrael strong, or to do all kind of other things. And as we know, those ones that stayed strong are the ones that built us up. And Baruch Hashem, the Olam HaTorah we have in Eretz Yisrael is from that handful of people who were in that period of time. But Al Koponim, that's what we're reminding ourselves always. We've been through all kind of hard situations in the past. And the thing that brings the Yeshua is Abitochon Hashem. Next pasuk, Olecha Zoaku V'Nimlotu. One of the tools, extremely powerful tools that we have, is Zoaku, call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chol botchu v'lo yiboshu. We put the Bitochon Hashem. There's no embarrassment. We'll see there's more to that than what we just said now. So number one is we're adding today is the taxis, the weapon, the power that we have called Zoaku, calling out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The term of Zoaku also represents lav dafkin saying the words. When a person cries out, it's something coming from the depths of his heart. We need you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's understood by itself. And that's the important part of the tefillah. It's hard to do that for every second of the tefillah. But at least in the course of the tefillah, to have part of the tefillah from the depths of our heart, calling out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we need you, we need the Yeshua, we want to get closer to you. We want the whole world to see Yeshua HaShem. We want to see the Kvod Shemayim of Jewish nation, Eretz Yisrael, being saved, the Mashiach being rebuilt. We see every day the famous mizmah, Mi ma'amakim korosicho Hashem. Ma'amakim, Chazal say, means also the depths of my heart. A tefillah from the depths of the heart is the real thing. That is the nuclear warhead that we all have. To daven with less kavana is less powerful. But mi ma'amakim, from the depths of our heart, we really feel it, we really care. We care about our brothers, sisters that are in much more danger than we ourselves are in the front lines. Ones that are being bombed, the ones that are in captivity. All the situations that have and can happen. We want it for the benefit of your beloved nation, our beloved brothers and sisters. We want it for the Kvod Shemayim, because we know that when a Jew is in pain, even in more in pain. And that's what Hashem wants us to do. It says that the Gula, the first Gula from Mitzrayim, that's when Zoaku v'nimlotu, they cried out to Hashem, and that's what Chazal say, and the Torah says it. That initiated the new Mahalach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, initiated the that chasodim gedolim, yimincha Hashem nedoi b'koach, yimincha Hashem tiratz oyev v'kodesh bohu. It started with us. Anything that starts from will start from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it. Step number one, you call out to me. You show me how important it is to you. We will not suffice just, okay, we will take care of it. The army will clear things up. That's not enough for us. And as far as we know, it's a very complicated solution, and we don't even know it's at all a solution. But whatever it is, that's not enough. We need the Yeshua Hashem. We need to bring Eretz Yisrael and Klal Yisrael back to that state of Hashgach v'Vetach, Shavtim l'Vetach ba'Arzichem, v'Titoeinu b'Gvuleinu, that we're really steadfast over here. There's nothing to worry about, nothing to be concerned about. Adarabah, all the nations of the world recognize our greatness. But it has to start with us, that we have to recognize our greatness. Klal Yisrael, koicheinu b'peh, our power is with our mouths, and our mouth expressing what's in our hearts. Not just lip service, but coming from the depths of our heart, we really care, calling out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the amazing, amazing tool we have to bring us to the final Geula. So we have to realize when Hashem is making this situation, abnormal situation, or maybe it's a normal situation for Golus, it doesn't make a difference, it's a hard situation. Not just here in Eretz Yisrael, all around the world we see the tremendous, tremendous increase in anti-Semitism. But this is all part of the divine plan to arouse us to be Elecha Zoaku, calling out, crying out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'nimlotu, he's going to save us. The second part of this pasuk is V'cho botchu v'lo yiboishu. Simple reading is, we have bitochen in you, we'll do the right things, we won't be embarrassed. Which the Ramchal says, b'met, if you notice in our davening, we put together the busha with the bitochen. In Avarabba, we say, "Loi nevoish leilam voed ki b'shem kol shorah gadol v'noi b'tochnu." You won't be embarrassed because we put our bitochen in you. In Shemoneh Esrei also, in the bracha of Alat Tzadikim, we also say that "Loi nevoish ki b'chov b'tochnu." It's a connection between busha, embarrassment, and bitochen. Ramchal says, "L'osel lovoi, Hashem will bring the gula." The ones that recognize the process prior to the gula is not just for us to fall apart, but to put our bitochen Hashem and do the right things with our tefillas, our tzedakas, our Torah. They will feel terrific. We stepped up to the cause and we brought the gula. But the ones that don't have the bitochen and just get shaken up by the situation and just fall into a state of doing nothing or nothing positive, they'll have a tremendous bizillion when the gula does come. So number one is it's preventing us the bizillion that can have from the fact that we lost this great opportunity. Vilna Gaon adds that the lotion of busha is the same lotion as boishesh. Person is delaying. It's the same idea that if a person doesn't have bitochen, he'll delay doing the right measures that he should be doing now. He will not cry at Hashem, call at Hashem. He will not show how steadfast and strong he is with HaKadosh Baruch Hu his bitochen. He won't be mechazik his learning, his ma'asim tovim, his chasodim. He'll just push it off because what can I do now? My head is preoccupied with all the news that's going on and all the fears and everything else. He's going to be boishesh. He's going to push it off. And he's going to lose the opportunity. So the two words of busha really have the same idea. Because we're not focused on the right things, we miss the opportunity, and then we have eternal embarrassment that we missed that chance for such greatness. We should be zeicher to b'chol b'tochnu, which means, I know it's all in Hashem's hand, and therefore I'm going to turn to Hashem. Olecha tzoku, we're going to cry out to Hashem from the depths of our hearts. And mi'etz Hashem, we will see the great Yeshua's bekarev. And whenever it comes, whatever we do has tremendous value, is saving lives, and that's what we can do. And Yitzhak Hashem will bring us much bracha now, and La'olam v'ad also.